In Houston, it's been said that River Oaks Boulevard was the only street in town with a country club at either end. The River Oaks Country Club does indeed lie at the north end of the boulevard. At its south end, however, facing the boulevard's intersection with Westheimer Road, there's a neighborhood public school, Lamar High School. The country club anecdote reflects Lamar's reputation as Houston's gilt-edged public school. It cost $780,000, and it was built with federal funds. Lamar's architecture and its location have contributed to its elite image. The three-story building is set far back from busy Westheimer Road. Its monumental entrance portal lines up with River Oaks Boulevard. On either side of the portal, classroom windows with steel sashes line up in rows. They're framed with panels of dark brick that extend between horizontal bands of tawny brick. These features give the school a streamlined, two-toned look. To the right of the front facade, a wing without windows advances closer to Westheimer than does the rest of the building. This is the auditorium. It's faced with a giant map of Texas, sculpted in native limestone, a feature that acknowledges Lamar's construction during the 1936 Texas Centennial. Architects Kenneth Fronsheim and John F. Staub of Houston made the most of the school's prominent site. They gave it an architectural presence that made such an impression that Lamar High School became part of the popular mythology about Houston. The filmmaker Wes Anderson used Lamar in his first full-length feature movie, Rushmore, in 1998. By virtue of its identity, Lamar High School has become a Houston landmark in film, in folklore, and in collective memory.